Welcome, everyone, to MCTA Radio. I'm your host, John Tanner, and today our discussion is going to center around the MCTA contracts. Now, just as a reminder to everyone, MCTA is a national organization whose members can access ready-to-use contracts on a variety of technology solutions. MCTA represents members from all types of nonprofit entities, including community colleges. And that's what we would like to focus our attention on today and discuss the benefits MCTA memberships can offer community colleges. First up, we have with us Mark Berger, and thanks for joining us today, Mark. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your long affiliation with community colleges?
Yes, thank you, John. I worked in higher education for over 33 years and started off at a major university and then switched over to a community college. And so my dean, when I first started, knew MCTA and what the benefits we could get out of it. So he encouraged me to participate in the organization.
So with your experience in community college, you have used the purchasing power of MCTA. So can we talk about the advantages for using the MCTA contracts? And let's talk about the RFP process first. Could you walk us through that?
Yeah, it's a very thorough process, John, where the vendors have to submit all kinds of documentation on their bid for the services. It includes a vendor background, the goals, and especially pricing, too. That's a big part of the process. It's very, very strong process. And so you know that when you're buying off the MCTA contract, the vendors have been thoroughly, you know, vetted.
So who are the people evaluating and reviewing these proposals?
Well, they're experts throughout the nation. They're MCTA members, and they work in, you know, higher education, any nonprofit where they have expertise, such as in IT professionals.
And a MCTA member, of course, is going to realize cost savings when they're using the MCTA contracts. But there is a lot more to that, isn't there? It's not always about saving money.
Yes. The big thing is saving time, also with networking with other members and the resources and best practices that MCTA provides to its members.
And the products and services that are on the MCTA contracts, they are the most recent solutions in the technology world, correct?
Yes, that's correct, John. We have the original contract, but as you know, technology changes rapidly. And so MCTA has a process of doing amendments so that they can stay current with the current technology.
Now, the MCTA contracts are national in their scope. So can you tell us about that advantage?
Well, yes, it's national in scope. And so what that does is aggregates the purchasing powers in the best price. State and local contracts are limited in their purchasing power in this regard.
Okay. So now if I use a MCTA contract for a product or service, am I limited to purchasing just from that vendor?
Absolutely not, John. You can bid and go with all kinds of different vendors with their contracts. You're not limited to just one.
So are there any other advantages to using MCTA from your perspective?
Well, the biggest thing, like I said, is time and money, because a lot of organizations, especially community colleges, don't have the experts and the people power, I guess, is what I'd like to say, to do an extensive RFP. And this way, members know they're getting a quality product.
So, Mark, thanks for being with us today. And of course, if any of our listeners want to learn more about MCTA contracts and other information, they can always go to the MCTA website, mctatech.org. And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in today. And we hope you find this information helpful. And we hope you continue to keep updating yourself on current technology trends. And be sure to come back again for more MCTA Radio episodes. Bye for now.